USA Radio News.
Motorists across the U.S. continue to feel the pinch at the pump as gas prices inch upward.
Gas prices continue to rise. They're up a penny to $4.11 a gallon, according to AAA this week. This is the third day in a row that the national average price for regular is up. The lowest price gas in the country is in Georgia, where the statewide average is $3.71 a gallon. The most expensive gas in America, California, statewide average is down to $5.69 a gallon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In related news, U.S. home prices soared to a new record in March while mortgage rates continued to rise rapidly. The Wall Street Journal reports existing home sales fell 2.7% last month from February. In addition, March sales fell 4.5% from a year earlier. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490. 1490 today
or at SwissAmerica.com.
The number of refugees fleeing Ukraine has surpassed 5 million. According to UN refugee data, that's approximately 11% of the country's population. In addition, 7 million more people have been displaced in the country since Russia invaded on February 24th. An Arizona wildfire more than tripled in size on Wednesday. Relentless winds pushed the flames through neighborhoods on the outskirts of Flagstaff. The blaze continued its run Wednesday through dry grass and scattered ponderosa pines around homes into volcanic cinder fields. Persistent spring winds and up to 80-mile-per-hour gusts hindered firefighters. The CDC is putting pressure on the U.S. Justice Department to appeal the court decision that struck down the federal travel mask mandate. A federal court in Florida struck down the mask mandate on all planes, trains, and other modes of public transportation on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Streaming service Netflix says it will try to minimize password sharing and is considering a low-cost subscription supported by advertising. This comes on the heels of the streaming service's first loss of subscribers in more than a decade and a dip in stocks. Pandemic-driven lockdowns that kept people streaming content at home have lifted, and rival streaming services are chipping away at the Netflix audience. An execution by firing squad scheduled in South Carolina is being put on hold. Tim Berg reports.
An execution set to be carried out by a firing squad in South Carolina won't happen for now. Richard Moore's attorney, Lindsey Vann, says the stay will allow for issues involving the execution to be reviewed.
This is a case that we really feel never should have been a death penalty case, and so it deserves further review to determine whether he should even be executed at all.
The state Supreme Court has stopped Richard Moore's scheduled April 29th execution. South Carolina hasn't executed an inmate in more than a decade.
The Navy is investigating the deaths of three sailors within 1 week. They all served on the USS George Washington. The Navy says there's no immediate sign any of the deaths are connected. The aircraft carrier has been docked since 2017, undergoing a refueling and complex overhaul. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.